Lessons from the Seven Churches, The Lord Knows. The Apostle John was exiled to the island of Patmos during the reign of Domitian. John's crime was that he proclaimed and shared the saving message of our Lord Jesus Christ. See Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9. On Patmos, John received a prophetic revelation, but also seven letters to seven churches that existed at the time in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. These letters are filled with correction and encouragement, not only for the believer in those days, but also today. The third church addressed was the church in Pergamum, which was approximately 45 miles from Smyrna. It also boasted of one of the finest libraries of antiquity and was the place where parchment was first used. Additionally, it was a place that contained an altar to Zeus, and prayer worship was prevalent, and it was filled with many pagan cults. It is in the midst of the background that the Lord commends the believers for remaining faithful in an ungodly environment. See Revelation 2, verse 13. The believers maintained their faith in the Lord even when one of their brethren was martyred. Quoting from John Walvoord, Christ's commendation of the faithfulness of the church at Pergamum is a challenge to Christians today to stand true when engulfed by the evil of this present world, the apostasy within the ranks of religion, and the temptation to compromise their stand of the truth. One lesson that we can learn from the church at Pergamum is to remain faithful to the Lord and His Word, even when we live in an ungodly environment. Let us commit ourselves to being faithful, looking to the Lord when the Lord says to us, "Well done, my faithful servant," Matthew 25, verse 21.